Hello, everyone. I love the fact that we are already here on day number 3. Yippee, we've done it. All right, so let's just take a quick review of what we're actually going to cover today and where we've been over the last 2 days. So day number 1 was all about you and your energy, you being able to perceive energy, you being able to direct energy, and how to remove a block from your energy field, and then to remove that from your energy field so that you would then be able to have a substitute embedded, implanted, have it seed into your energy to replace the energy that was removed. So that is what we did in day 1 on energy. Day 2 was all about your intuition and being able for you to understand that you have different channels for your intuition that allows you to read, feel, hear, sense, and for you to be able to just know. So we all have our different styles of being able to sense and receive our intuitive messages. And in that regard, what happened was that we did a energy and intuition reception meditation, which establishes you setting up your energy field so that you're able to be the most optimized when you want to really access and receive your unique messages. And that's where we were on the day 1 and the day 2. Now what we're going to do is discuss purpose. And my understanding of purpose, having become a purpose strategist from my own personal life, is really because what happens is that we are able to look at everything that we are living, everything that we have done in our lifetime is all part of what our purpose is. So there is indeed a way to maximize your fulfilling the highest expression of your soul purpose, your purpose. There's that. However, there is no way that you cannot be living your purpose. Now, this is my particular belief about purpose and what is on purpose, what is off purpose. Everything that you are living is, in fact, a expression of your purpose. The filter that is allowing you to be a part of the greatest experience of your purpose is that which you want to really fulfill in this lifetime. And what we're going to do today is a series of questions that you can do in your own time, like in a sacred journaling experience, so that you can have a deeper sense of what your highest vision that is going to be the most fulfilling for you, for your purpose. So that's where we're heading today. Now, the reason that I've set it up so that day 3 is purpose and day 4 is mission is because day 1 was all about you really clearing your energy field. And when you want to go into deeper work with me, we'll be able to look at how to remove blocks of negative beliefs, perhaps traumas, vows, contracts, programs, habits, patterns that might slow you down from living the highest expression of your purpose. That's why we started with energy. And then day two, the reason that I brought intuition in is because in order for you to move forward on living the highest vision of your purpose, you really need to have a way of getting centered, a way of being able to get transmissions, downloads, information from your higher realms. And that's going to have you feel more powerful because you're going to be able to trust yourself more. You're going to be able to feel like you really can go inside and communicate with high vibrational dimensions of yourself, and then bring that information down into your world. So it's what I call bringing heaven to earth. Now, just to give you an idea, my sense of purpose is that I am here to heal myself and to prepare my humanness to best channel my spiritual dimensions, to bring heaven to earth. That is my purpose in this lifetime, is to bring my highest dimensions of my spiritual power into the physical world. My mission, which we're going to go into tomorrow, my mission is to heal the heart of humanity. And I do that in the various causes, in the various focuses that are my passions. I'm very involved with animal advocacy, as most of you know. I'm also very politically involved and very committed to helping my country get back to where it belongs in terms of humanity and in terms of thriving for people and other species and the environment. I'm also a mentor, spiritual teacher, and a healer, focusing on the entrepreneurs, small business owners, as well as community contributors. Community contributors means people who have their own causes and they really want to be effective and they want to enjoy the experience and they want to feel that their worth and their value is in fact being channeled through themselves to really help the causes that they are committed to. So the difference between purpose and mission is more about doing and more about impacting and interfacing with other people. Purpose is really more about you, you and how you be in the world, how you be for yourself, how you manage yourself. What are the criteria that determines how you spend your time, how you spend your energy, how you set your priorities, how you direct your resources like money, how you direct your emotional, we'll call it emotional real estate, such as in relationships. All of that are, those pieces are directed and influenced and over, not overshadowed, but are mobilized in particular directions by your sense of purpose. So I hope you get the difference there. Mission is doing and interacting with your outer world. Purpose is you preparing yourself, organizing yourself, getting clear about how you use the energies that are you, your emotional energy, your physical energy, your mental energy, and your spiritual energy. Okay, now the other thing that I want to say as kind of an announcement is that after tomorrow, you'll have an opportunity to talk to me. Even those of you who are already my clients or have been my clients, the whole purpose of this is to mobilize you, is to activate you at the top of a new year and a very dynamic year, as you probably can tell, where you are going to really be very aware and judicious with what it is you want to accomplish in this year and who you want to bring along with you, meaning your mission impact. And that's our theme for tomorrow, mission impact. Today's mission, excuse me, today's, the mission of today's purpose is for you to start getting a deeper handle, a deeper perspective, particularly of looking at the entire journey of your life from birth. And for those of you who are sensitive to pre-incarnational information or pre-birthing information, then for you to start looking over the good, the bad, the ugly is what I call it, experiences of your life that have brought you to who you are today. Meaning, everything that you've experienced, as I said yesterday, has preened you to be who you are today. That means the things that you really love about yourself, as well as the things that we're going to call your shadow aspects, the things that you want to improve, the things that you don't really like about yourself. But all of that makes you the rich, multidimensional person that you are. And all of that gives you a sense of being able to appreciate, have confidence, have compassion, have self-love for who you are, where you've been, where you're going, and for you to have the belief that everything that you've encountered, especially those things that you wish you never had encountered, and particularly those things that you are so grateful that you experienced so far, that you encountered, that all of that makes you a resource to people who need who you are, where you've been, and where you're going. That is the mindset that I'd like you to embrace today. That's a piece that I hadn't mentioned because I knew that we were going to be focusing on that today. The mindset is everything that you have experienced to date, starting from when you were born or prior to being born, is part of your soul purpose path. And for yourself, it becomes fuel for you to keep revisiting what it is you want to do here in this lifetime and who you want to become so that you can have a great ride in this lifetime, as well as who you want to serve. Who is meant to receive what I call your blessings, the blessings of your very existence. And in the business world, given that I am an entrepreneur, small business mentor, it's really all about how you're going to go into the realm of confidently offering, crafting, and delivering your products and services and your soul purpose message. That's for another aspect of my work. And if anyone is interested in that, then you can just private message me. But I will be going into more of that tomorrow, because what's the point of stirring up all this wonderful mojo if you feel that you need some support to carry it to the next level and you don't have that support? Well, I am here for you, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow. The other aspect that I want to do is to review what is the purpose of this four-day challenge. The purpose of this challenge is for you to find your power, your spiritual power especially, to find reliable ways to access your power. And the ways that we've talked about thus far is through your sense of managing, directing, and reading energy, as well as intuition. This is a form of your power, managing, directing, and accessing your intuition. And today, your power tool is purpose. Directing, managing, accessing deeper clarity about your purpose. The other purpose of this challenge is for you to have more strategies to improve your life, your health, your relationships, your ability to really feel like you're doing the best you can and that you are really wanting the highest possible area of a experience for a human carrying their soul. The other part of this challenge, the purpose of this challenge, is to bring your sense of mission purpose out into the world. The purpose of this challenge is that by tomorrow, you have done one of four things. You have either looked at the fact that you do have a mission and you didn't really give that much thought up until now. That's number one. Number two would be that you already have a sense of mission, but you really just haven't sat down and designed it or come up with a plan, or you haven't really realized that it has to be charted out. It has to be brought to a level of planning, execution, and style of delivery. Or number three, from what you'll get from this challenge, is that you already do have your mission clearer and in your heart, and it's stirring, and you have brought it out somewhat, but you really want to bring it out in a more methodical, organized, committed way. Or number four, and or number four, what you're going to accomplish by tomorrow as an option is you have been hitting up against blocks, blocks of self-worth, blocks against I'll never be able to do this, blocks about a negative self-image, like who am I to bring this forth into the world? Who am I to think that I have a life that would model somebody to follow? I mean, all this negative self-talk and negative beliefs, and that you will have stirred those up to the surface enough, and you will have the courage, the commitment, and the clarity to start moving that negative energy, which is what day one was all about. So you see, it all builds on one another. And the purpose is that tomorrow, on day four, on our mission day, you will have become ready and willing and able to start bringing out some aspect of your mission, a baby step or a huge leap. Either way, the whole purpose of this challenge was for you to start appreciating who you are and what it is that lies in your heart, and to access your spiritual tools of, I know I'm repeating myself, but I really want to activate this in your conscious awareness, in your subconscious awareness, and your ability to listen to yourself and to love yourself enough to respond to yourself. And that is for you to know that by calling and harnessing and identifying and nurturing the powers of directing and healing with energy, calling upon your intuition, knowing about your purpose and taking it to the next level, and then your commitment and your passion and in some ways your ferocity, like me, about your mission, all of these are your power. Now, that is the purpose of this challenge. The mindset that I talked about on day one and day two, in addition to the mindset that I gave you today to review, today's mindset has to do with that everything that you've experienced in this lifetime so far, including those of you who have awareness of pre-incarnational information and or pre-birth information, that everything that you've experienced is indeed part of your purpose. There is no such thing as I'm not living my purpose. What there is a sense of, am I living my purpose at the highest level of my potential in a way that is the most fulfilling to me as a human who incarnated to have a wonderful human experience where I fulfill myself and I help others. Others includes environment, other species, as well as our fellow humans. So that's the mindset that I asked you to consider and take note of for today. And then the mindsets that I mentioned yesterday and the day before are for you to have the mindset for you to claim, I am intuitive. This is you talking to you. I am intuitive. That's mindset number one. Mindset number two is I have access to my intuition that I can trust. That's the thing, is that a lot of people know and have experienced your intuition, but there are certain circumstances where you just don't trust it. And I'm here as an intuition instructor, especially if you want to work further with me. I'm here to help you do whatever it takes for you to dig your heels in and say, I am going to take the time to develop my intuition, and particularly to summon forth my intuition, especially when I'm in a crunch. My cats are going a little nuts. I think they're feeling the energy and they love it. They're getting all excited. Okay. Because there's a tremendous amount of spiritual energy that's chugging through me right now. And those of you who know me, either Facebook friends and or clients and students and members in my membership program, you know that when I press that play button of delivering something, the energy just starts to really channel through me. So that's what's happening now, and my cats are feeling it. The other mindset for you to adopt that I discussed on day one and two is this one. I am a valuable contributor to this world. I am a valuable contributor to this world. Now, that means not just your immediate friends and family. That means your neighborhood. That means your community. And for those of you who are in the business world, the small business world, that means your products and services. It not only means the things that you bring forth, it also means, and this year more than ever, I'm pleading with everybody to realize that you also are an important contributor by how you touch people's lives with just, in fact, who you are. Who you are. Because you are made of vibration. We talked about that on day one. Vibration is created by our thoughts and feelings, our karmas, our spiritual connection. Spiritual means not aligned with any particular religion. It means you connected to your source, you connected to your soul. And that vibration is felt whether you open your mouth, whether you do anything or not. And I'm here, part of my mission in my commitment to heal the heart of humanity is to help people recognize and take on the responsibility, which is a wonderful responsibility, to commit to leaving a place far better for having been there. A place means a conversation, a location. It means how you interact with the environment and with people, and for you to leave a whiff, a wisp, a chunk of remarkable, uplifting energy. And if you are to bring truth, sometimes truth can be fire. For instance, my soul purpose essence is that I'm a warrior angel, as most of you who know me know that about me. But what is it that I bring? I bring truth, my truth, as best as I know it. My truth is not necessarily the truth. It is my truth. And that truth can be delivered with ferocity, or it can be delivered as a healer with a soft stroke of vibrational infusion. Depends on what the situation requires. And I'm asking you to realize that you too have that level of contribution. Either you come in like a battering ram with your contribution because that's what's needed, or you come in as a light, beautiful infusion that imbues a situation with highest spiritual magnificence. Whatever it is that the situation calls, as you feel inspired to deliver it. The other mindset that I am asking people to hold in doing this 4-day challenge is, let me see how my notes say it here, is that you are preparing yourself to go even deeper, even broader, even higher to create a fabulous life for yourself. And so the way that you might set this up as an affirmation is, I am preparing me to have a fabulous life for myself and in helping others to do the same. You preparing you means to do the self-work, to do the self-healing, to study the classes, work with the mentors, go to the events, clean out the house, the garbage, the closet, the car, which I have to do. Go ahead and do those things that will prepare you to be the finest chalice, the finest category, the finest vehicle of your highest divine dimension that comes through you. And it comes through you in your relationships, your businesses, your community efforts. Those of you who are attending this challenge are coming from several of my networks. You're either part of my business, small business, entrepreneurial, and community contributing networks. You're coming through my political networks. You're coming through my animal advocacy, animal activist networks. You're coming from those causes where you feel your passion, your intelligence, your sheer energy, maybe your financial funding are all for you bringing in your best contribution to that matter. I said so much that this might be a good time for you to just take a deep breath and think about everything I've said and how it relates to you. For you to be able to ask of yourself, what is it that you need to do to be able to really rise up and claim this aspect of who you are that is now being stirred in this particular challenge. Now, the rest of today's training is going to be giving you a sense of how to start revisiting, if you've already been in the conversation with yourself over time, of what it is that is your purpose. Or it could be those of you who have really never given it any thought at all, or you didn't know how to go about giving it any thought, is for you to go ahead and ask these questions and other questions that your intuition might give you. So the first thing for you to do in a journaling exercise, we're not going to do this here because this is a workshop. So I'm going to give you a list of kinds of questions that you can ask that I recommend. And also allow your inspiration and your intuition and your own guidance to recraft some of these questions. And when you listen to day one and two, for those of you who haven't heard them at all, and for those of you who want to listen to the replay, realize that now everything is going to be updated for you to start looking at what has been mobilized in your life right now as a result of listening to these trainings, and what it is that you're going to do as a result of listening to these trainings that feel to be on purpose and bringing forth a mission, your mission. Now, before I start these questions, I want to clarify two things. The term on purpose and the term off purpose. As I've been talking about throughout this training, there is no way that you cannot be living your purpose. Your purpose includes lessons. And lessons, as you know, looks like sometimes we failed, we really screwed up, we really wish we never did that. However, it is a lesson. And therefore, for those who can really embrace this, it took me years to embrace what I'm about to say. For those who can embrace this, there is no such thing as failure. I know. It's like airy fairyland. Sasha, you're from California, but here's the thing. Some of you may not know. I am from New York, and I moved to California. So I have that hardcore, powerful, substantial East Coast New York energy, which is very reality-based. And being pragmatic and not airy-fairy. And then I've added to it the softness and the expanded consciousness of California. And that's why I say there is no such thing as a failure. There is only perfecting what it is you want to do, clearer about what it is you want to do, and courageous to work on yourself to become who you need to be so that you can do and be what you want to do and who you want to be. So when you answer these questions for yourself, what you're really looking for is, okay, how can I be the most on purpose? And looking at how am I being off purpose, meaning you are off purpose from not allowing yourself to be the most on purpose. I mean, think about it, right? Your goal is to have the most fulfilling day, day after day after day after day, is to have the most fulfilling year, year after year after year after year. Your purpose is to have the most impact in the most effective and helpful way, whatever that is. Incident by incident, conversation by conversation, transaction by transaction. Something that is off purpose would be to slow you down or stop you from doing precisely what I just described. So that's what I mean when I use the terms on purpose and off purpose. So here's the first thing for you to journal about. Number one, what were the most happiest, fulfilling, positive, happiest, fulfilling, positive experiences of my life going back as early in this lifetime as you can go? Now, you're going to be able to take notes afterwards. You'll listen to this replay. So I'm not going to, you know, spend time for you to write it down now. I just want you to get the essence energy of all this, and then you can listen to the replay and take your notes. So the most fulfilling, positive, happiest. The next question would be the complete opposite end of the continuum. And that is, what were the most painful, the most disappointing, maybe the most traumatic experiences, unhappy experiences that I've had in this lifetime to date? So you see, what we're doing is we're looking at the good, if we're going to put judgments on it, the bad and the ugly, meaning, you know, the ones that hurt, the ones that were disappointing. Now we're going to go to the next question. What we're doing here is we're starting to unearth, what are the talents? You know, what are the experiences that really had me, meaning you, this is you talking to you, that really had you learn about what's easy, what feeds your heart, what comes without any thought, because it's so much a fabric of who you are. We're going into those kinds of questions. And we're also going into the questions that are going to start piquing your understanding of your passions. And you know the power of your passions, right? You know how your passions, when you're engaged in them, you lose track of time and space. You absolutely go deep into this amazing reservoir of energy that is the best of who you are. That's what passions bring out in us, right? Wouldn't you agree with me about that? Sure. Okay, so here we go. If time and money were not an issue, and you didn't believe that there was such a thing as failure, remember what I said about failure, what would you create? Whose lives would you want to touch? Whose lives would you touch? And what would you want to create? That's the question for you to journal about after this is over today. Now, here's another question that starts to bring in and stir up the aspect of mission, which we're going to go into more tomorrow, but we're touching on it today to get you kind of amped up, ready to go for tomorrow. Why does the world need this creation that you're thinking of? Why does the world need to have this creative brought, to have this creation brought into existence in the world? Why? Why? Okay, now we're going to go to the next one. The next is, as a child, what task or tasks, what projects, what actions, what let's see, what's another analogy or synonym? What things did you do that you successfully completed, meaning you didn't just start them, you were so motivated that you actually did complete them? What were those things that you did that you successfully completed and that you successfully loved doing? You loved doing it. You were so in your zone. What were those things as a child? Got that? Okay. Now we're going to go to the adult version of that. So the adult version of that would be, as an adult, what tasks, what projects, what things do you do that you do complete successfully, that you are motivated to pursue to the end, and that you really love doing, you find it at least enjoyable? Okay, let's hear about that one. All right, now we're going to move on to the next one. And the next one is, what is something in your life that, let me think how I want to say this, that is so part of your code of what has to be in your life, what you couldn't exist without in your life? So what is something in your life that you must have and that you can't imagine not having? What is something in your life that you must have that you can't imagine not having? Next question. It's kind of similar. It just has a different focus to it. And that one is, what kinds of things that you do regularly? It could be daily. It could be project by project, that you do regularly that you can't imagine not doing, that you can't imagine not having be a part of how you direct your time, your energy, your will. What is something in your life that you do regularly that you can't imagine not doing? For me, one of those things would be taking care of my pets. They're my children. They're my love. I can't imagine not taking care of them, not giving them food, not giving them water when they needed it, that sort of thing. You get the idea. Okay, we're ready to go on to the next one. This is a bunch of questions because I really want to give you a lot to chew on so that you can start getting a sense of who are you? what is your purpose here? What is it that needs to happen so that you are taking care of you, and then you're able to move that energy into interacting with others in purposeful ways via a mission? Okay, next question. When someone is in need, especially a friend or, you know, a relative, somebody who you really care about, what exactly do you bring to them? What do you do? What do you say that you are bringing to them? Physical or conceptual? What you're looking at here is, you know, someone's in need. There are going to be different levels of need. There's going to be different levels of relationship to the person. So you want to explore and journal about, what is it that I bring to the situation? So for instance, in my case, there was one instance where I was driving. It was kind of late, and it was a road that wasn't too filled with traffic, but there, well, no, I'll give you a better story. There was a road where that it was very filled with traffic. And I saw these two dogs running wild. It was just a matter of time that they would get hit. So what did I bring to that situation? There certainly was a need to save these two runaway doggies. What I did was I brought to the situation a strategy to corral them. And eventually they did get reunited with their owners whose fence, something with their fence. But what I did was I brought a solution to save these dogs. And that required being very careful because I'm in traffic, they're in traffic. You get the picture. That's one level of what I brought to the situation. Another way that I bring things is that I'm very psychic and intuitive, as most of you may know. And you can certainly tell by the nature of this challenge that I have those skills. And sometimes somebody's name, a client, it could be where they're not scheduled for an appointment, but they come zooming into my awareness. And if I have the time, I will reach out to them because there's a reason why. And sure enough, every single time there has been a need, there has been something that's happened, and then I'm able to help. So what I bring to that situation is my caring, my awareness, my radar, my psychic radar, and solutions to help them handle whatever that situation is in that moment, and then also if it's relevant to schedule an official appointment with me. So that gives you, you know, two very different kinds of needs. However, if you distill it down, there is a common denominator of what it is I bring. There are common denominators of what I bring when somebody, something, some being is in need. A being can include plants. So I really want you to swing wide and think about that. What is it that you bring to the situation? Now, the next one has to do, again, more leaning in the direction of mission. And that is, what do you like to talk about? Or what kind of topic, what kind of theme, what kind of message do you bring to a conversation where you are motivated to speak up, to kind of insert yourself, so to speak, to let those involved in the conversation know your point of view, or that you would even initiate. You would see an opportunity or grab the opportunity or create an opportunity so that you could discuss this topic or these topics. What that's saying is, what is it that means so much to you that you just want to talk about it whenever you have the chance? That's the question for you to journal on. Now, here's another one. What would you love to do that even if you weren't paid for it, and maybe especially because you weren't paid for it, that you would just love to do? Whether you got paid for it or not was absolutely irrelevant. All that was relevant is to what it was. something that I would love to do would be to, let's see, save an animal. And I do it frequently whenever I get the chance. I don't get paid for it. The other thing that I love to do, which I do frequently, I do it on Facebook, is when I detect that there is someone in need or there is a situation that has happened where there's an underdog, there's someone or an animal, other species that's suffering in some way, I will reach out to whoever I can find that seems to be closest to that situation. And I'll reach out to them and I will coach them. I will share with them my resources. I will give them ideas of what they can do. I did that recently. I think it was the summer, August, where there was a biracial little boy, a little 8-year-old boy in New Hampshire who was lynched. He fortunately was able to pull himself out of the noose, but he was lynched by little white supremacist teenagers. And it was horrifying. It was very, very, very upsetting. And his mother is young. So I reached out and I was able to contact one of the family members on Facebook. And I got very involved with connecting that family with actually the attorney general of their state and a criminal investigator of that state. So it gives you an idea. Now, I wasn't paid for that at all. But that gives you an idea of something that just you cannot turn your back. You must get involved. You love it enough. You know that you can bring something to the situation, and payment has absolutely nothing to do with it. I know you know what I'm talking about by now. When you lose track of time, what are you doing? What sorts of tasks, projects, actions are you doing that you lose track of time? Because that's where your creativity and your passion have been activated and have completely taken over you. So that for me is when I'm designing a class, or when I'm writing music, or when I'm playing with my little fur babies and I lose track of time. It's also when I'm politically involved, when I've really gotten activated and I just, you know, start writing to a bunch of senators and House of Representatives and mayors and attorney generals of a state. I lose track of time. 5 hours can go by and I won't have even known it. Now, here's one that starts giving you a greater sense of your natural gifts and your natural traits of value as seen by others. Now, this is important to help you fathom your purpose on a deeper level, as well as to start giving you maybe some breadcrumb guidelines of a mission or missions that really do would have you be a magnificent sender, a mission facilitator that you send out into the world. And that is this: when people compliment you, what are the consistent, the usual, the repeated compliments that people give you? What is it about you that people compliment you for? Now, the last one is definitely a mission activator question. And this is our last question, and then we'll wrap up after this. A mission activator question is, what do I complain about? What hurts me? What enrages me? What just makes me get so decentered because it upsets me so deeply? This is you talking to you. That upsets you so deeply. What is that? With me, it's the underdog. It's injustice. What always consistently pulls at me, where I have to really work to stay emotionally centered, where I have to energetically work to throw off negative energy that I create from myself, from my emotional reaction, as well as energies that might be coming in my direction because I've read something or I've seen something on Facebook or I've heard something on television. Those are energies that are coming to you. And so the question becomes, what are those things, or what is that type of thing that just gets you under the skin and it really hits home as something that you don't like, and that you will move heaven and earth in your abilities, that which is under your control, to improve. It could be a cause. It can be a series of events. It could be a situation that a person or other species or the environment is experiencing. Something that you just feel in your set of values and standards is just not right. And you want to do something about it. Okay, those are your questions. So your homework is to journal on that. And please use, if you would like, I would love it if you did, please use the thread that you see is part of this Facebook Live. And use it to write your answers if you like, or answers that you really want others to know about. If you wrote your answers, all of them on there, I promise you, you would start be building up a community feeling where people will come forward to acknowledge you, validate you, maybe share their own experiences, you know, be part of what they can relate to. And it'll start to have you feel like, you know, I'm not alone. All right, so that's that on that. The other thing I want to announce before we sign off is that further down on this page is a link for you to purchase a training that I taught in my Soul Radiant Success Rockstar membership program years ago on intuition skills. And this is a very, very valuable training to help you learn how to set up a powerful personal space where you start to become sensitive to that which is your energy and that which is the outside world's energy, so that you can start getting stronger and stronger and stronger into your own centeredness. That training also has a series of intuition activator questions that you can customize to learn how to use your intuition with situations that are happening in your life. I am here to help you customize using those exercises with things that are occurring in your life. So that's further down, and just look for the graphic of the workbook. It's a 60-minute training, and it has a companion workbook that goes with it. That's one announcement. The other announcement is tomorrow is Mission Day. So what I'd like you to think about between now and tomorrow, especially after you finish journaling on these questions, is what is a baby step that I am ready to take that has to do with my best sense at this time of what is my mission? Okay, everybody, that's it. I love you. Thank you for joining us. And I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, yes, one last thing. Please tell your friends. I just want to reach as many people as possible. Because there are replays here, they can come in at any time and just go at their own pace. This year of 2018 can be an amazing year for people. And it's going to require greater self-love, greater skill, greater focus, greater commitment, greater self-awareness, greater community, and greater love. Love for self, love for others, love for this country, love for this world, love for your country. Love. Heal the heart of humanity, right? Okay, everybody. See you tomorrow. Mwah.